Dear students, this class is about social survey and sampling. After studying this class, you will be able to understand the concept of social survey and the different types of social survey. You will also know the sampling and its various types. The course is outlined as what is social survey, types of social survey, sampling, different kinds of sampling, types of sampling, non-probability and non-random sampling, and probabilistic sampling. Now let us see what is social survey. Survey in simple terms means to look over or to see over. Social survey is a process by which quantitative facts are collected about the social aspects of a community's composition and activities. In other words, it is a fact-finding study dealing with nature and problems of the community. Social survey is a method of analysis in scientific and orderly form for defining the purpose of a given social situation or problem of population. What's the purpose of social survey? It is conducted to obtain facts regarding social aspects of community, to study social problems and the economic conditions of farmers or the livestock owners and factors responsible for these conditions. It ultimately helps in bringing social welfare and betterment of the people. Now let us consider the various steps in social survey. The steps involve selecting the problem, defining the aim, determination of the scope, determination of time limits, examination of the means of information, determination of the unit of survey, determination of the amount of refinement, preparedness of the respondents, construction of tools for data collection, field work and data collection, processing and analysis of collected data, interpretation and report writing. The advantages of survey are, it is the only practical way to collect any type of information. Survey facilitates drawing generalization about large population. It helps the researcher to find out the new problems. Now let us see the types of social survey. Social survey may be classified according to its subject matter, technique of data collection, area covered, regularity, etc. Now let us see the general or specific survey. What is general survey and what is specific survey? General survey is conducted for collecting general information about any population or institution in a general way without any particular object or hypothesis at hand. Example, census survey undertaken by the government for supplying regular data on many socio-economic problems. Specific survey is conducted to study specific problems or some particular aspect of the community, and specific surveys are more pointed. Example, unemployment problem, child welfare, hygienic milk production, etc. Now let us see what is direct or indirect survey. In case of direct surveys, quantification is possible, whereas in indirect surveys, quantitative description is not possible. Example for direct survey is demographic graphs, whereas for indirect survey it is health and nutritional status surveys. Now let us see census survey or sample survey. In the census, all units are covered separately and studied, whereas in sample survey only some representative unit is studied. Compared to census, sample survey consumes less time, energy and money, but it is valid only if the sample is too representative of the population. What is primary or secondary survey? In the primary survey, the task of survey is taken up afresh and the surveyor himself sets the goals and collects relevant facts. Some facts are already available and there is no need to examine them afresh by a new survey, then the survey is called secondary survey. Primary survey is far more reliable than the secondary survey. Initial or repetitive survey. If the survey is being made for the first time, it is called initial survey, and if it is being made second or third time, it is called repetitive survey. Example, initial survey may be called benchmark survey, and repetitive surveys are the surveys to study the impact of a program. Preliminary or final survey. A preliminary survey is called as pilot study. It occupies the place of forerunner of the final survey. The purpose of this survey is to get the first-hand knowledge of the universe to be surveyed. Final survey is conducted after the completion of pilot survey. Official, semi-official or private survey. Official surveys are conducted by the government through its various departments. The survey is conducted by quasi-government institutions like university, corporations, boards, etc. or semi-official surveys. If non-government persons or agency conducts the survey, it is called a private survey. Public or confidential survey. Some surveys are not of highly personal in nature and accordingly no secrecy is maintained in the collection of data or publication of results. If the nature of survey is such that information collected or source of information is not to be revealed to public, the survey is confidential. Widespread or limited survey. In widespread survey, a very large or multiple purposes is involved, whereas in a limited survey, only a small area and usually a specific aspect or problem is studied. The latter is comparatively more reliable. Postal or personal survey. When the data is collected through dispatch of questionnaires by post, it is known as postal survey. If the information is collected through direct interview of the respondents, usually through schedule, it is known as personal survey. Regular or ad hoc surveys. Regular surveys are repeated after regular intervals without fail. Majority of such surveys are mainly economical in nature. Example, livestock census, nutritional status surveys. The ad hoc surveys are conducted for specific purpose, once for all. It is mostly used for testing the hypothesis. Now let us see the sampling. If the characteristics of all members of a population were exactly the same, there would be no need of sampling procedure. But in case of social studies, it is not possible to have similar characteristics of all members of population. The diversity of our social environment requires careful selection of sample units. Sample is a well-represented part of the population. Census, the complete enumeration or coverage of the population, is known as census. Sampling, it is a method of selecting a fraction of the population in such a way that it represents the whole population. Why sampling? Why we require sampling? Many times, it is impossible to study whole population as it is too costly and time-consuming. Sample study provides much quicker results than does a census. Census study is complex and labor-consuming. Sample study provides more accurate results than census. Quality of study is often better with sampling than complete study. If the population is infinite, sampling is the only procedure to be adapted. What are all the essentials of an ideal sample? They are representativeness, independence, adequacy, and homogeneity. Now let us see the different kinds of sampling. From a given data or the observations, the choice of sampling depends upon various factors. Selection of a sampling method depends upon the nature, scope, number of units available in a population, financial resources, and the investigator. Factor determining our choice is the amount of accuracy and refinement desired. The choice of method in selection of a sample must be made with utmost care. Sampling methods may be classified into two generic types. The classification will be dealt in length in the succeeding chapters. This diagram shows the classification of the sampling. Broadly, the sampling may be classified as probability or the random sampling and non-probability or non-random sampling. Under probability or the random sampling, we have simple random sampling, stratified random sampling, systematic random sampling, cluster random sampling, area sampling, and multi-stage random sampling. Under non-probability or the non-random sampling, we have convenient sampling, purposive sampling, quota sampling, snowball sampling, and extensive sampling. Non-probability or non-random sampling. It does not adopt the theory of probability and it does not also give a representative sample of the population. The convenience sampling or accidental sampling. This is hit or miss procedure of study. The investigator selects certain units from the population as per his convenience. No planned effort is made to collect the information. This type of sampling is commonly used more often in journalism. The journalist interviews those people whom he happens to meet. Example, asking the known farmers or familiar persons about their reactions on budget or extent of damage to crops because of floods. deliberate, purposive or judgment sampling. This method means deliberate selection of sample units that conform to some predetermined criteria. This involves selection of cases which are considered as the most appropriate ones for the given study. It is based on the judgment of the researcher or the expert. Example, to study the utilization of credit facilities by small farmers, the investigator needs to identify only small farmers and include them as a sample of the study. Next one is the quota sampling. When the population is known to consist of various categories by sex, age, religion, etc., each investigator may be given assignment of quota, group specified by the predetermined traits in specific proportions. Next is snowball sampling. This is the colorful name for a technique of building up a list of sample population. In this method, sample units are selected by using an initial set of its members as informants. Example, if a researcher wants to study the problems faced by dairy farmers, he may identify an initial group of farmers through some sources like veterinary hospital, milk cooperative societies, etc. Next is extensive sampling. This method is virtually same as census, except that the irrelevant items are left out and every other item is examined. For example, to study consumer behavior of Pondicherians, foreigners living in Pondicherry are to be excluded. So far we have seen about non-probabilistic sampling. Now we are dealing probabilistic sampling. In probabilistic sampling, the law of probability determines which unit of the population is to be included in the sample. But non-probabilistic sampling is not based on the theory of probability. Hence, it does not provide a chance of selection to each unit. The first one is simple random sampling. This sampling technique gives each element an equal and independent chance of being included in the sample. Example, in a population of 100, each element theoretically has 1 by 100th chance of being selected. The procedure is, enumerate all elements in the population, prepare a list of all elements, giving them numbers in a serial order, draw sample numbers by any one of the following methods. The methods are, the lottery method, table of random numbers, or computer or calculator. This sampling is suitable only for a relatively small and homogeneous population. The next is stratified random sampling. It is used when the researcher wants to ensure that there should be representation of certain characteristics in the sample. For example, when we want to study the profile of livestock farmers to ensure that there is representation from different livestock farmers like landless, marginal, small and large size farmers in our sample, then the livestock farmers are categorized into groups based on land size, and then from each group of farmers, we draw random sample to get required sample size. The procedure usually followed is, population is subdivided into homogeneous groups, strata with the desired features. A random sample is selected from within each group. Pool all the samples which are selected from various strata to get required sample size. The points to be noted in stratified random sampling is that, drawing a sample from each stratum in proportion to the stratum's share in the total population is known as proportionate stratified sampling. Contrary to this, if a sample gives over or under representation of some strata, it is known as disproportionate stratified sampling. And the next is systematic random sampling. It is similar to random sampling. A random starting point is selected and every kth unit, for example every 10th unit, is chosen from systematically arranged observations. This selected sample unit determines other sample units. Now let us see the procedure for systematic sampling. Arrange the observations in a systematic order, either ascending or descending or alphabetical. Select a sample from first row or stratum by simple random sampling technique. Pick up other samples by identifying observations in constant interval from the first selected sample unit. Example, to select a sample of 20 farmers from a list of 200 farmers, a number between 1 and 10 is chosen by random method from the systematically arranged list of farmers. Suppose the selected number is 7, then the farmers numbered 7, 17, 27, up to 197 are selected as sample. Major advantage in this method is that it is easier to carry out than other random sampling methods. The next is cluster sampling. It is a type of random sampling in which the samples are selected in the same way as it is done in simple random sampling technique. But in this case, Sampling units are not individual elements of the population, but group of elements. That is, each unit is a cluster of population elements. From each selected sampling unit, a sample of population element is drawn by random method. The next is multi-stage sampling. In this method, items are selected in different stages at random. After the population is initially sampled, the resulting subpopulation is again sampled. This procedure can be repeated as many times as desired to get required characteristics. For example, to know average milk yield of crossbred cows in Tamil Nadu, 5 districts in the first instance are selected at random. Then of these 5 districts, 10 villages per district will be selected in the same manner. Now in final stage, again by random selection, 5 cows from the list of crossbred cows will be selected from each village. Then milk yield of 250 cows all over Tamil Nadu is ascertained and average yield is calculated. The domain or universe is the Tamil Nadu. The first stage is at district level, 5 districts were selected. The second stage is at the villages, 10 villages were selected. And the third stage is selection of cows, 250 cows were selected.